You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you, by the way.
And Toby.
And Mark.
Join us, freetalklive.com, as we go to the phones, right to the fun. Let's go back to Bushwick in Oklahoma. You're back on Free Talk Live. Bushwick?
Yes, thanks. A couple of segments ago, it seems like an eternity, you guys were making a reference to a free speech issue regarding a teenager, MySpace, and a principal. My question is to the three of you on the panel there is, do you view the United States Constitution as a social contract?
No, of course not. Not personally, no. I mean, how could it be? I never signed it. And how can some strange group of men, 200 years ago now, that were sitting in a room together, obligate me or anyone else that wasn't sitting in that room?
But they were elected. I don't know if they were elected because I wasn't born 200 years ago. But the thought process is they are elected representatives of the people, for the people, by the people. They sign on your behalf.
I'm sure they would have claimed that. I'm sure those men would have claimed that. But I can tell you right now that I know I wouldn't have elected anyone to go and do that sort of thing. And I'm sure there are plenty of other people that didn't even know it was going on.
No, I don't think that. The Constitution's not supposed to be a social contract. It's supposed to govern what the government has to abide by. It reigns in the government, not the people.
Go ahead.
You know, the United States Constitution is a legal binding contract between the United States government and the people of the United States.
You know, I'm not sure that I'm probably the most conservative of the three on the panel, and I would say that the Constitution has legitimacy, and therefore we can make arguments based on it for a smaller government. But I don't think that it's a legal. It may very, very well be legal and binding contract between the government and the American people. I just don't think it's a legitimate one.
Well, with that being said, with that being my personal take on it, I do not feel that this particular individual is covered under the First Amendment. That person is not of legal age to be held accountable for a contractual agreement.
You're talking about the young girl in the story that we did last hour who had commented on a MySpace page. It was vulgarities.
Yeah, she has no freedom of speech laws to protect her whatsoever. She's not of a legal age to be held accountable for a contract. Which
is there anything I don't think there's anything in the Bill of Rights that says you have to be of legal age in order to enjoy the right to free speech.
But you have 50 states that says you have to be 18 to enter into contractual law. So you can't have it both ways.
I'm not trying to have it both ways. This
well,
isn't
this
a contract.
Thing, I'm saying people can't have it both ways, and I can just see where this first judge was coming from. That it's in their mindset, it's a contractual agreement. She's not covered. She's not 18. If she was 18 and a senior in high school, then, you know, by all means, she'd have the right to tell them to go, you know, take a flying leap somewhere.
That's not the point they were coming from. They were suggesting that if she were an adult, then it would have been even worse crimes that she had allegedly committed.
See, that's, you know, I was coming from a different perspective altogether. My take on it was she wasn't covered, and kids in schools are not covered under the, you know, they everybody seems to think that they have all these rights, search and seizures, freedom of speech. They don't have these laws.
It's true. They don't have them. You're right. I found that out when I was in high school. I was told, playing out by the principal that I don't have a right to freedom of speech. There is no right to a fair trial if you're in high school and you get trouble on school campus.
But that doesn't have to do with your age. That has to do with being in the public school.
Well, yeah, I mean, but the fact is they'll just set whatever rules they want to and do what they want. You should have those rights. They just don't care, and they won't agree to that sort of thing.
Right. I'm in agreement with you there. I think everybody should have the rights, but
she wasn't even on a school campus. I mean, she was at her mom's house or whatever, posting on the internet.
Well, I mean, the only thing that I would say that if this gentleman wanted to have any action done, he'd have taken it up in civil court with the parents. That's who's legally responsible for this child anyway.
I think that's a good point. Then he'd have to prove that he was somehow damaged by the comments. And, Bushwick, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I can't possibly agree that the Constitution is a binding agreement on anybody but the, 25 men or however many guys it was that signed it. It can't possibly be. I mean, if you want to have a legally binding contract, you have to have at least two parties, and those two parties have to come to a meeting of the minds. They have to understand the terms that they're agreeing to, and then they have to usually sign the agreement.
Well, what I would say the Constitution is it's a blueprint for what the government of the United States of America is supposed to look like. And like it or not, whether you agreed to it or not, the United States government is the ruling body in this particular geographic area that we happen to inhabit. So I just look at it from a practical point of view. That's the government, and that government should abide by its Constitution. I don't think that Constitution obligates me to anything.
Great point. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Josh in Kentucky. Josh, you're on the amplifier line. Hello.
Yes.
Hey, what's on your mind?
People like Vince upset me because I think the drop out and don't vote way of bringing about change is less effective than actually getting into the political system and monkey wrenching. And I'm all for agorism. Like, I even consider myself an agorist, but I think you have to start somewhere. And I mean, we all know the Democrats and Republicans are going to go out on election day and vote to their heart's content, and there's nothing we can do to stop them except vote too.
I agree completely.
And I'm tired of the pacifism and anarchism. I mean, most of the anarchists I've been talking to, you know, like on the FTL BBS and stuff, they remind me of the kids in the schoolyard get, you know, punched in the face by a bully and they just walk away, or, you know, they just stand there and cry. They don't do anything about it. And it just really upsets me. And
well, I'm sure that wouldn't be, you know, all of them. And I can assure you the one that I know well wouldn't be that way.
And, you know, I think people have been trying to drop out of the political system since the founding of the country, but 230 plus years later, the government's still here and it's still bigger than ever.
Yeah, and there's only so far you can drop out. I mean, you can drop out entirely, but then you have to be living in a small cabin on, you know, 100 acres of property located in the middle of the property without any roads around so any nosy bureaucrats can come out and find you and harass you.
And you better be in the right, have that 100 acres in the right place, otherwise they're going to want a whole bunch of property taxes from you. You likely can, in some states, skate by without paying it, but others, you darn sure better pay that property tax.
So, I mean, if that's how you want to do it, then yeah, okay, you can drop out. It's not easy, and the further you want to drop out, the more difficult life will become for you. So it makes sense to participate within the system as much as you possibly can.
Not to mention, I've never met someone who's dropped out that won't accept FRNs.
Federal Reserve Notes.
That's right. I mean, if you drop out, you shouldn't be expecting accepting anything from the federal government.
Silver only.
That's right. And I've never met someone who's taken it that far. So,
I mean, the fact is, we have to deal with this in the real world.
That's true.
I would suggest, Josh, that you don't let it get to you. If it's bugging you, don't let them get to you. Just go and do what you've got to do to make things better and spread the word as much as you possibly can. Don't let them bog you down. That's what I would suggest. Josh, any other thoughts?
No, that's all I wanted to say.
Thanks, I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Osborne in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Hello, Osborne.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'd like to take issue with your argument for voting, if I may.
Please. For voting, okay.
First of all, let me point out that a vote is a vote in itself. It's a vote that says, hey, I'm not voting.
Yeah, but no one cares about that, Osborne.
Right, but they also don't care if you vote for Harry Brown or Ron Paul or any of these other candidates who aren't going to win. So if
how can you make that? That's an unfair prediction. I mean, there's a chance, albeit slim, there's a chance that Ron Paul could show up as a dark horse candidate all of a sudden, get more media exposure. He's already gotten some media exposure.
Right. There's also a chance that no one will show up to vote, right?
The bureaucrats will still vote. The bureaucrats will always vote themselves in.
That's right. There's a 100% chance that the bureaucrats will show up. Hang on, Osborne.
Sure.
We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. Because we've yet to have actually somebody getting on the line with us and making points against voting beyond Vince, the original call from last hour. So we'll see what Osborne has to say. And your calls as well. 800-259-9231. To vote or not to vote? That is apparently the question tonight here on Free Talk Live. And you can answer it. 800-259-9231. Or bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's April 10th, 2007. Gold is at $678.40, and 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $702.16, $353.63 for half ounce, and $176.81 for quarter ounce coins. That's $702.16, $353.63, $176.81. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, including updates. Get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And SACL, CAI, has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, Early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. We're going back to Osborne in Ohio. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Osborne? Are you there still? Osborne going once?
Hello, I am here.
He okay. is there. All right. So Osborne,
I am there.
You're arguing against voting. If you could just quickly recap.
You know what? I'm not going to argue against voting. I think there's something wrong with your argument for voting.
What do you mean?
And as your argument was, well, I may not agree with what this candidate is saying or going to do, but it's better than what it could be if we elect this other guy.
Okay.
Right. So if you take that tack, why then would you be voting for someone that has a very low probability of winning rather than one of the mainstream candidates that might be better than the other one?
Well, I generally don't take that tack. In an election where there's two evils, I generally will just stay home, or as Toby suggested, write in Mickey Mouse. I really don't care in that particular case. I usually only vote where there's someone who at least reflects my value system to some extent.
Well, and I think that because we have been, like, the Republicans are supposedly the party of small government, but they lied. They have been lying all along. So if you're voting for somebody who's going to lower the size of government, they really have to do that, not just in one particular area, but across the board. Like, if I vote for Newt Gingrich, maybe he might lower some taxes here or there, but he's going to be, for all kinds of anti-freedom legislation, and therefore, you know, raise the size of the police departments and create whole new policing bodies that are going to, go after my freedoms in different areas. And that's sort of my criteria is... You know, I may not complete. I'm never going to completely agree with any candidate that runs. So I'm always voting for the lesser of two evils. And I understand where you're coming from, but at the very least, I want to vote for somebody who's going to shrink in real, real tangible ways the government.
Right. So
right. But what about not increasing the size of government as much as the other guy? For example, the Democrats are going to be more likely to want to impose national health care on us and are more likely to want to raise the income tax back to 73%. And if something like that happens, I just got my tax bill for the year and it was like $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
If it goes back up to 73%, I'm bankrupt, all my people are out of jobs, I don't have any money to give Free Talk Live. We're all going to be worse off.
From my standpoint, I don't particularly have a problem with voting for the candidate who's the lesser of two evils. I will vote
right.
for.
But you're a dirty anarchist scumbag, though.
That's right. No, I'm an anarchist.
Although it's awful, I would rather vote to have my pinky chopped off than my whole hand.
Yeah, I mean, I will certainly say that I have voted for the lesser of two evils in the past, and I probably will again if I can determine that there's at least a determinable difference between the two candidates. I don't really know if it's just your average Democrat versus your average Republican. I'll stay home on that because the Democrats might raise taxes to 73%, but at the same time the Republicans will raise it to 72% because they've got to pay for their new police state that they want to implement on everybody else. So really, you're suggesting that it's for some reason bad to vote for a Ron Paul because he so supposedly doesn't have a chance of winning. Well, the fact is, if you don't go out and vote for the guy, then absolutely he does have zero chance of winning. But if everybody who is saying that, oh, I wish I could vote for Ron Paul, would actually go out and vote for Ron Paul, then maybe a difference could happen. Maybe something could change.
You know, even if he doesn't get elected, the fact that he gets maybe 5, 6%, whatever percentage it is that he gets, that will educate some other people and bring other people into the pro-freedom movement.
It'd be the most the libertarian's ever gotten.
Osborne, any other thoughts for us?
No, other than that was a real nice live read you just did there. The SACL CAI sounds really cool.
That's right. I'm going to hire them when I need to collect from Torgo. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
they're in Defiance, Ohio. I love the name of that. Defiance, Ohio.
All right, let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. If a man has an opinion on voting, I'm sure Gene's got one. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
I have one, but I called about biodiesel. But if you want to, I will say this about the Constitution, is that the proper subject of the Constitution is the government, not people. So there is no way that people can claim that the Constitution is some kind of a contract over citizens.
Certainly not. Now, Gene, before you get to biodiesel, are you a voter?
No.
And why not?
I gave up because no matter who for about 15 years, no matter who I voted for, never got into office, so I just decided to give up.
How do you feel about that, Mark?
That one I get. I do really.
Somebody just burned out.
I do really understand that one. I know that it's been very, very tough for the last 35 years. The Libertarian Party out there, trying to get candidates and really getting almost nowhere. Your candidate gets maybe 1% if you're lucky, on up to 4%. But losing's losing. I kind of understand that. I would, to those people, I would say, hey, things are looking up. You could move to the free state, and we really are making things happen. But I don't hold any grudges against people that are just worn out.
So, Gene, what's the latest on the biodiesel front?
Well, I've been running 100% biodiesel now in my truck, and on my blog site, I put up some pictures of the truck and the pumping system, so you could see how big the pump mechanism is. And I put one of the drums there. I told you, in my garage, the only floor space I'm using up is one drum and my pumping station. So you can see how big that is. And it's next to my truck there. And, of course, it's at freewebs.com/Christian Anarchist. So
have you tried to register ChristianAnarchist.com, or is that not available?
No, I haven't tried to register it. So I don't know if it's available or not. Probably is, I would think.
Worth looking into, I would say.
It's a neat little appellation.
Right? Yeah.
So is there anything else going on as far as news is concerned with the government going after these biodiesel mixers for illegal fuel mixing or anything like that? Any new developments there?
No, I don't know of any, but I wanted to explain how the truck is running. It's been running, like I say, almost a week now on full biodiesel. It drives just like it did before. It doesn't drive any different. Of course, this isn't This isn't a true biodiesel. It's a biodiesel blend. It's blended with kerosene and unleaded fuel.
And that makes it a little more peppy or something?
I'm not sure exactly the chemistry behind it, but it makes it so that you can run the French fry oil.
Hey, and, you have exactly the same truck that my dad had before he passed away.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
big Chevy.
The biggest problem with it is the cold starts. The cold starts are a lot harder. It doesn't start as easily as it does on regular diesel fuel.
You mean if it's actually cold or just any time you're starting it from scratch?
Oh, just when it's real cold out. And it
does. Do you have a garage?
On startup.
Do you have a garage?
I do, but my wife's car is in there.
Okay. I was just wondering if the garage
maybe a block heater would help with that. Thanks for the call, Gene. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. The New York Police Department has arrested a man for chalk, and we'll explain why. It's pretty outrageous. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up anything you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. That, by the way, does include live streams. There's a broadband version of the show there and a dial-up version as well for free for you at freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars, hear and discuss the progress and future of the FSP. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com.
800-259-9231. By the way, a little bit of breaking news, some bad breaking news. Looks like our friend Russell Canning, who we were actually just talking about last hour, has been arrested again. This time, I guess, he apparently didn't show up for a court date. As you may recall, Russell was arrested recently for driving without a license. See, he was driving in his van, driving just fine, by the way. They pulled him over because he happened to have a front headlight out, which can happen to anyone. In fact, it had just happened, and it was too late for him to actually go and get it replaced.
Sure, he wasn't driving around purposely with no headlight and no license plate. That would
right.
be silly.
So then they found out that, at that time, he did have a license plate, but he did not have a driver's license. So at that point in time, they had arrested him. They told him there was going to be a court date. He didn't bother asking when it was because he told them straight out he wasn't coming. And so apparently he missed his court date whenever it was. No one knows when that was. And now they've come and arrested him, and he's to be in court tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So we're trying to ascertain all the information we can and head out there hopefully tomorrow morning to do our best to show our support for Russell in this particular case.
You know, if you're going to drop out, do it like Russell. Russell is an awesome activist.
He's all
he does
out all the
so
way.
So much for freedom. He wasn't driving with his papers, so he got arrested for this. And so I support him all the way in everything he does.
Absolutely. So we'll be there in the morning. We'll let you know how that goes. We got to go to the phones, though, right now, because Dennis is on the line in New Hampshire, and he's on the amplifier line. Hey, Dennis.
And now for something completely different, as Monty Python would say.
They would say that.
Actually, I have to say, wow, I called you this completely uncharacteristic of me, lighthearted thing, and you dropped a bomb. But Russell, I know, is a really lighthearted guy, possibly the most lighthearted guy I ever have met.
He always has a smile on his face.
I have never seen the man looking angry.
So I know at least one of you have heard the electronic band Tangerine Dream. Have the rest of you guys, and what did you think?
Didn't they do the soundtrack for, what movie was it they did the soundtrack for? I know they did. Do you know what it was? Because I've seen the movie. I don't remember what it was, though.
I'm not allowed to answer.
It had that really famous actor that is like a well-known hunk, and I think probably I resemble slightly. Does that narrow it down?
No, I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I really don't. So I've seen that movie, therefore I've heard their music, but I can't go any further than that. As far as your question is concerned. And Toby's looking blank.
I have no idea.
No, Toby has no clue.
So Dennis?
Well, it's really trippy and weird and very electronic and very fun, and so I suggest you listen to it because it's very, very cool. Grab Underwater Sunlight. That's their best.
Okay. Were you just calling for a CD recommendation?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I was hoping one of you guys had heard of them, and then we could chat about it, but not. So.
Well, Mark, did you want to say anything about Tangerine Dream?
I only remember them from high school. I know that there's a band called Tangerine Dream. I know that they're synthesizers, and they're from Germany. And
well, what was the damn movie that I'm thinking of? Are you guys nuts? Not telling.
I think it's called Tangerine Dream.
Oh, the movie's called Tangerine.
A bunch of movie music.
Really?
Now, are they? Yeah. Do they still play today, or is this all old music?
Most of it's old. I mean, the name, if you will, the brand lives on in that. Like some of the founders, like the founder's son and him, like collaborate now, and it's really actually pretty cool and trippy, although it's much more poppy.
So, would you recommend Tangerine Dream combined with drugs? Is that why you keep suggesting trippy?
Well, it was, in fact, introduced to me in college by a guy who was really way out there as far as that went. So that's possible. Hey, here's something unrelated. The other day, a guy who works, I have a Ron Paul sign in front of my yard, a guy who actually works for the state in some capacity, in some government building, came by and intercepted my wife as she was out there taking out the garbage and demanded to know, where do we get that sign? Because he thought Ron Paul was so cool, and he was telling all his friends about it. Or about Ron Paul and that he's running, and so it's just this wild thing completely out of nowhere. We were able to connect him up to the New Hampshire for Ron Paul people, which just was, they're crawling out of the woodwork for Ron Paul support, at least
awesome.
In my neighborhood in Concord.
Wouldn't have happened if you hadn't have put the sign in there.
Yeah, just a little bit of effort can go a long way. You never know whose life you're going to touch. Dennis, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Tangerine Dream, according to Wikipedia, scored a number of film soundtracks, including Risky Business. That was a pretty big one in the 80s. Tom Cruise. Firestarter, and Near Dark. So there you go. 800-259-9231. To Zach in Minnesota, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark.
How's it going, guys? Been a while.
Great, Zach. What's on your mind?
I've been listening throughout the show. I had a couple things just to chat with you guys quick about. I was listening to one of the shows on podcast from a couple days ago. You guys might remember the heated immigration debate.
Yes, Saturday night. Yeah, we had Lou on the line from Miami, and we went at it for an entire hour with him.
Yeah, that was the guy who wanted to start shooting people on the border. I was listening in my car. I said, wow, I cannot believe that there's these people out there.
Now, at least he's honest.
Yeah, now, I was thinking about it. Now, we're on it. That was Saturday night, and so we're on a whole bunch of stations being listened to by, for lack of a better word, let's call them normal folks. we're being listened to by Joe America.
The uninitiated.
Right. And what does that person, now when we get Lou to come out and say, well, I'm afraid we're going to have to put sharpshooters on the border and shoot Mexicans as they're trying to sneak across.
Don't forget, he also wanted to put Muslims in camps.
What does the average American think about that?
I don't know. It's scary to me to think about that. Zach, you had a point, I think.
And another thing that just points out how some people are so ignorant is that the only reason people say those damn Mexicans is because Mexico is the one right over the border. If it was Ecuador, it would be the Ecuadorians. So,
right.
I mean, most people think it's all Mexicans, but anyways.
I say it's those damn Canucks, personally.
They're sneaking across the border, too.
But then, and just the fact that he thinks he can compare immigration laws in 1907 to 2007, I mean, just like my great-grandpa when he came over from Germany, just like you guys were saying, they messed up his last name and sent him through. And nowadays,
right.
You got to go through 5 years of this and that. And
that's if they don't lose your application. And you have to reapply and send them more money, and it's insane.
Now, he claimed to be that his ancestors were on the Mayflower, and I can claim the same thing for the ancestors of my adopted name. I don't know what they are like. IRL. But now, obviously, he doesn't, it's not all of his ancestors came over in the Mayflower, otherwise it would have been like, you know, the whole boat. so, I mean, isn't it sort of, I don't know, I felt like I should have held his feet to the fire on that one, but, he kept on rambling on, so I left him alone.
Yeah. Zach, any other thoughts?
Yeah, just a couple. This whole FCC thing, I mean, what happened to parental controls? I mean, can parents not make decisions for their kids anymore?
Apparently not.
I was listening to that, and I couldn't believe that either.
Yeah, there's absolutely no personal responsibility anymore.
Well, and the government has fostered this by continuing to take responsibility away from people, by continuing to tell parents and others that, oh, no, you don't have to worry about educating your kid. We'll make all those decisions for you. You just get them to the bus stop on time. Oh, no, you don't have to worry about saving for you don't have to worry about saving for retirement. We'll just take 15% of your income, put it in some crazy Ponzi scheme, and you can cross your fingers and hope that we're going to take care of you when you get old. I mean, really, the government has just sort of fostered this dependence mentality by Americans, so it's no surprise that now they want to completely control all the things they consume, whether it be food or medicine or television.
I just had a couple more things quick. Something about the free state I wanted to talk to you guys about.
You got 30 seconds.
Okay. If New Hampshire were to secede, how would you guys deter crime? Would you guys have police, and what would there be?
New Hampshire seceding doesn't necessarily mean we'd be a free market at that point. There could very well be a New Hampshire secession and still be a Republic of New Hampshire as far as that's concerned.
And you would have to decide which one of our particular political beliefs gets instituted in this new government and that kind of thing. I'm going to have police because it's easier for people to figure out.
Would it necessarily take away the government? Because New Hampshire already has their own constitution.
Right, they have their own city governments, they have their own state government. I would think they would just secede.
It would just eliminate the federal government from the equation. But now you're getting into a whole other issue, which you'll have to call about some other time. But thanks for the call, Zach. And that issue is private policing, private protection services versus the government services. I personally would choose the privateers. 800-259-9231. Dave in Montana, your calls as well. It is Free Talk Live.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by voting for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month sort of thing that we ask you to do. It's very simple. It'll take you less than a minute's time, and it makes a big difference because the more votes we have, the higher up we are in the podcast rankings at Podcast Alley. So head over to vote.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Free Talk. How you doing?
Doing good.
Dave, doing well. Are you enjoying having the third hour of Free Talk Live on KGEZ?
For sure, for sure.
Excellent. It's
hey, these guys that want to shoot the Mexicans, man, I think they're showing ignorance and cowardice to the people that really are to blame for this. And he's called Uncle Sam.
Yep, absolutely.
They know they can't do nothing to Uncle Sam, so they got to pick on the poor Mexicans. That Uncle Sam could stop it in a minute, but they don't because they want the open borders. So,
but they can't stop
idiots.
It, Dave. You're wrong.
I think they could significantly slow
that.
It down.
They can't stop it, just like they can't stop drugs from getting into their own prisons.
Well,
think about the
way they would have to stop it, you know, would be like draconian measures, and that's not what America is about.
True, you're right about that. In that, if the federal government were to totally crack down and complete the police...
Right, they want to go around rounding up people and this and that. This is the whole scam. The government is going to get this national ID for these people, and we're going to have to get one, and then we're going to have to prove that we're not illegal aliens, because it's not going to be politically correct just to ask a Mexican person if they're illegal or not. It's a way to get a whole national North American Union ID card. It's Uncle Sam is up to no good. He wants,
as always,
he wants people to point the finger at the Mexican. He wants to point the finger at the homos. He wants you to point the finger at the Islams or the Jews or the Christians. We're being pushed religiously, politically, ethnically, racially.
Any way they can split us up.
Right. And you know, the message of Jesus was to love one another, because then you could see who's the evil ones, who's the ones throwing the rocks.
I can see who it is, and I don't even believe in Jesus. I can tell it is the federal government, your local state governments, and your local governments. Those are the evil people.
Those are the ones that we got to go after, because they're the ones allowing them to come in, because they're paid off by big business for the cheap labor.
Well, I want people to come in. I want people to come to this country.
I'm saying... The American dream is for the world, man, that all men are created equal, and more free people, the better.
That's right. Right. Now, here's the despicable thing, Dave. Not only are they allowing... They're letting people come in under this new sort of amnesty program, or what do they call it, the guest worker program.
Well, they're not letting them in so much as just allowing people that, they're here to...
Bringing them in under this guest worker program, and they're essentially enslaving these people.
Right.
This new guest worker program is slavery for Mexicans.
And it's only these rich corporations that could pay the government off to let certain people in or whatever, or a certain number amount. They're trying to set up a whole little scam for themselves.
Well, one thing's for sure, when they do set up the police state, and thank you for the call, Dave, we appreciate it. When they do set up the police state completely in America, where there really are random checkpoints and house searches for immigrants and all the different things and all the different hoops they want people to jump through, then people will not really want to come here anymore. So he's right to that extent. If they complete the police state, most people will say, yeah, I'll stay where I am. No reason to jump the fence on that particular country.
And then the wall that they have built is only going to keep people in.
Right.
Exactly.
No one was trying to break into East Berlin.
Speaking of the police state, New York City Wired reporting Joshua Kinberg's internet-connected sidewalk-printing graffiti bike got him a lot of attention ahead of the 2004 Republican National Convention. He was boing-boing, slash-dotted, and featured on CNN and in Popular Science. Though he didn't know it at the time, his gadget also landed him a spot in secret files being compiled by the New York Police Department's intelligence arm against protest groups across the country. Quote, the existence of these files show that there was a premeditated desire to prevent my project and arrest me to avoid having embarrassing messages on the streets during the convention. Kinberg's invention, which, by the way, is brilliant, was a bicycle equipped with a line of spray cans pointed at the ground. They're activated by individual computer-controlled solenoids. If all had gone according to plan, Kinberg would have ridden a bicycle around the streets of New York during the Republican National Convention while users submitted messages through his Bikes Against Bush website. The messages would have been relayed to his laptop through a cell phone, then sprayed on the sidewalk behind him in a dot matrix of water-soluble chalk.
Wow, that is so cool.
It is amazing.
Very intricate, brilliant. There's actually video footage on this article you can see, and I'll post this for you at the bulletin board system later so you can actually see this thing in action. But the New York Police Department had a different idea. Though they'd never seen him actually use the bike, the police arrested Kinberg on criminal mischief charges prior to the convention during an interview on Broadway Avenue with MSNBC. The arrest took place on a spot where 2 days later, Kinberg had printed out the water-soluble message, America is a free speech zone, 2 days earlier, during another interview with MSNBC. During his 24 hours in lockup, his bike was inspected and praised by bomb squad technicians, while detectives traded Polaroids of his creation, and members of the Joint Terrorism Task Force questioned whether he knew violent protesters. The charges, of course, were later dropped on the condition that he not get arrested again for 6 months. It wasn't until December of that year that Kinberg learned his arrest was less spontaneous than it had appeared. He received a phone call from Gideon Oliver, an attorney enmeshed in a series of suits against the NYPD, challenging the department's mass arrests, fingerprinting policies, and detention conditions. You remember the story from back then when they actually took a bunch of protesters and then locked them into this concentration camp?
Well, into this fenced-in free speech area.
It was,
yes.
No. It was a concentration camp. That wasn't the free speech area. Oliver revealed that Kinberg had been one of the many targets of the NYPD's so-called RNC intelligence squad, which had been traveling around the country, the New York Police Department traveling around the country, infiltrating progressive groups and building secret files on potential rabble-rousers ahead of the convention. In late March, a New York Times reporter read portions of his file. My project was all very public, said the man, because I didn't want there to be any mystery as to what this was. The New York Police Department acted as the law enforcement arm of the Republican Party. He says that's not how the country's supposed to work.
Nope.
The commissioner, the chief bureaucrat, says the department didn't create dossiers on protesters, but merely issued reports on their plans. They're not dossiers, they're just reports. He also said its infiltration of the group complies with a long-standing court order that limits the surveillance of political groups. He says what we look to do is prevent the kind of vandalism and violence that had occurred in Seattle and abroad. The bike project happened to be his master's thesis project. He hoped to blanket New York City streets over a 4-day period with citizen messages, positioned that so when they were viewed from above, they would have spelled out the word vote. Despite being released 24 hours after his arrest, Kinberg's project was dead, both from fear of further arrest and because the police kept everything.
Oh,
bike, man. Laptop, and cell phone as evidence. It was more than a year before Kinberg got back his cell phone, the chalk-based jet printer, and an Apple laptop on which he was still making monthly payments. Police say they still can't locate Kinberg's bicycle, a 7-foot-long extended bike donated by ExtraCycle.
Man.
This is after they dropped the charges.
That's correct. A year later.
They just shouldn't be able to do that. They should not be able to confiscate anything of yours without a court hearing.
Kinberg continued, blah, blah, blah. He wonders whether to get involved in the lawsuits against the NYPD file. He wants to see his file, or the NYPD wants to see his file, and he suspects from a close examination of his videotaped arrest that his arrest was planned by authorities eager to shut down legitimate protests. The files are currently under protective order, but the New York Civil Liberties Union is fighting to free many of them. He says he worries that he's now on a government list that might get him in trouble the next time he crosses the border. The government.
You know, it's funny how the government can do whatever it wants. It uses all the taxpayers' money to do it. In this case, they can just keep whatever evidence they want shut up. But we have to donate to the American Civil Liberties Union just to get them to do the right thing. We have to spend our money that they leave us with in order to get the government who takes our money away by force just to get what's right done.
Oh, but you should be feeling good because the police bureaucrat says that concerns over profiling were overly broad. You shouldn't be concerned because millions were able to protest. He says the aggressive intelligence operation prevented violent anarchist protests. Quote, because of our police presence, we learned about plans to target McDonald's and Starbucks, and our increased visibility in those areas protected them.
That's right.
You should feel good.
We said so.
If I was a New York resident, I would be outraged right now. They are paying their police to go outside of New York and investigate other people. If the Keene police suddenly decided that they were going to go off to Florida and investigate people there because there's some candidates coming here, that's a waste of my taxpaying money.
What hubris.
Absolutely.
Like they just have no jurisdiction there.
We're short on time, but we've got Jody on the line in Nova Scotia. You got about 10 seconds, Jody.
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to say we got cops down here that dress as construction workers to catch people without seatbelts.
They're just slime bags. They really are. Call us again sometime, man. Thanks. It's been Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
We'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you?